Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
It's Sybil Wilkes with What You Need to Know. Today is Thursday, January 20th, 2022. Number one. 1 year ago today, Joe Biden gave his inaugural address under the crystal blue skies of Washington, D.C., in front of a battered Capitol building, which was rather symbolic of the American public. The 46th president promised to unite the United States in the fight against anger, hatred, extremism, disease, joblessness, and hopelessness. During his Wednesday press conference, the president was able to point to some but not all successes, including the passage of the American Rescue Plan, which is the $2 trillion COVID relief bill, and the multi-trillion dollar infrastructure package. Number two, Gary Chambers, a Louisiana Democrat vying to oust Republican Senator John Kennedy from office, released a new campaign ad that features him smoking a joint. The ad, titled 37 Seconds, features him addressing the racial disparities of marijuana-related arrests and the costs affiliated with enforcing marijuana laws. Other congressional candidates have drawn headlines for smoking marijuana in campaign videos as a way to highlight the legalization effort. Number three, President Joe Biden's administration will start shipping 400 million free non-surgical N95 face masks to distribution sites nationwide this week. It's an effort to fight the surging Omicron COVID-19 variant, and beginning late next week, Americans will be able to pick up their mask at one of tens of thousands of pharmacies, thousands of community centers, and other locations across the country. Number four, protests in Fayetteville, North Carolina continue to take place to publicly denounce the fatal shooting of a black man killed by an off-duty sheriff's deputy. The man killed? 37-year-old Jason Walker. Although the police chief claims there are no witnesses that anyone was hit by a truck, there are people claiming to have witnessed the entire incident and have said they saw Walker be hit by the deputy sheriff's truck. The investigation has now been taken over by the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation. Number five. You may have heard someone whose birthday falls very close to the next zodiac sign say that they're on the cusp. But what does that mean? In astrology, a cusp is the point based on the 360-degree wheel that a new zodiac sign or house is set to begin. Read more about it in today's newsletter brought to you by Juanica Dunn. Here's your daily inspiration from the birthday girl, Yolanda Starks White. Happy birthday. And her jewel today, the best way to find yourself is to be of service to others, said Mahatma Gandhi. Join me today live on YouTube and Facebook at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for a very special episode on astrology featuring Ms. Astrology herself, Juanica Dunn. Thank you to our What You Need to Know partners, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated and the American Heart Association. To subscribe to my free daily newsletter, please visit SybilWilkes.com. Be informed. Be empowered.